This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Heard this goal song 900 times last night at the Amerant Bank Arena. That's what it felt like. They were scoring like crazy, and I finally got off the schneid. The over-under, the total, excuse me, total for the game was 5.5 goals. I think it was 6 when we were doing the show, and then when I logged in, it was 5.5. I bet the over. That hit in the second period. It was goals galore, fights galore. It was this rivalry with Boston is something, but it was a great night last night at the Amerant Bank Arena. They raised the banner. That was awesome. Place was filled to the rafters. The energy in there was awesome. It was really just, it was a great night. That was a great sports night. We did the show. You were in New York, but I did the show out there and they brought the Stanley Cup over, and there was just a, even with the hurricane coming, such a festive feeling at that arena last night. It was really neat. And then just to go out there and pound the Bruins, it was great.
I thought about Solana because he said he wanted some fights. He said he wanted the rivalry feel. But do you, on ring night and banner raise day, do you really get after it? They really got after it. So, you know, the hockey people are going. I'm in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. We finished shooting about 9 p.m. We go to some bar called Tommy's because they have no normal places in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Walk in, every TV in there, every other TV. Padres, Dodgers, Panthers, Bruins. Mm. Every other TV. And I was like, okay. And I thought about it like, we got some respect now. You got to put some respect on our name, as Birdman said it. Like, the Panthers got a little lower right now because of winning the Stanley Cup, and I love it. Mount Laurel, New Jersey respects the Panthers.
And then the way they came out and handled their business, it was really neat. It was really neat. Had a great time. Appreciate everyone who listened yesterday, and appreciate the Panthers who made it a really special afternoon out at the arena.
Crowder, we didn't just get fights yesterday. It seemed like the Boston Bruins were more interested in trying to kick the Panthers' ass, even though they didn't, than winning that game yesterday. Cats were up 5-1 at one point, but there were more fights. We should have taken the over on fights in the game yesterday. Talk about a couple hours for the Panthers. They get their championship rings. They get the banner, which was badass, by the way. I thought it was really cool. Yes. And then they win, kick the Bruins' ass 6-4 after the game. The next Panther to lock in long-term is the greatest number 23 in the history of sports. Carter Verhaeghe signs an 8-year extension to stay in Sunrise. It was like a masterclass deal by Zito and the rest of the Panthers brass. 8 years, $7 million per year, $56 million for Carter Verhaeghe.
Not a bad opening night for number 23.
That's crazy. I was asking about the window to Doug Plekanec yesterday. Like, is the window the same? He was like, this window with another thing with Verhaeghe signing, this window is open wide right now with so many great players that are locked into the Panthers. Bill Zito, his emotion I love during the finals because they showed him all the time, but he's done an amazing job acquiring talent and putting them in Sunrise.
Their biggest impediment really is fatigue. I mean, Plagans talked about it. George Richards talked about it. I mean, they're just playing an unbelievable amount of hockey because they've been to 2 Stanley Cup finals in a row, trying to make it a third.
And get your electrolyte pack. We good to go.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't look like there was any Stanley Cup hangover last night, man. Because they were up 5-1 at one point. Before they even scored a goal, they were up 10-1 in shots in favor of Florida. Then they scored a goal. Then they scored like 2 goals within a matter of minutes. I mean, it was dominance yesterday.
Agreed.
Yeah. Well, I think I It was 6-2 when I got there. And I'm saying they scored a couple late, but I never felt as if they were going to come back.
No.
By the way, Panthers are in Boston Monday to face the Bruins.
By the way, we were on late.
Might as well just stay in the parking lot and fight.
That's an afternoon game. We won't get on the air Monday till like 4 or 4:30. They play in the afternoon.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I like it.
We got it.
They literally should have a slap fight, a sanctioned slap fight where they just pick somebody and slap each other.
Boston would sign up right now.
Man, there was a million. You're down by four. Leave these people alone. Goodness gracious.
Are you saying we gotta come on after the game Monday?
We have to come on after the game.
Can't Plagans and Billy Lindsay just kind of handle it until six?
Want to do a 3-hour post-game show?
I like a little less work, if y'all are asking my opinion.
You got less work. We're coming on after the Panthers game Monday afternoon.
Man, I'm busy, Hawk.
Yeah, it's a 1 o'clock game on Monday.
Yeah.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.